Country elections. Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM. It's also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. Coming up, mounting pressure on government to resolve deepening Boko crisis amid rising tensions and security risks.
What is your
The right thing to do is invite Sidhu out of Boko and then address the issues.
This is not beyond the security systems in this country.
Nana Akufo-Addo has gone around beating his chest about bringing peace to
the Adani situation.
Yes. So why can't he do the same for Boko?
Well, we'll hear from the security analyst, a lawyer and a former diplomat on the Boko situation. Also, the Electoral Commission has given the media access to three of the printing facilities responsible to printing ballot papers in the upcoming election in a bid to ensure public trust.
We are here to let you know that printing ballot is not done in secrecy.
And it's the final day of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. We'll tell you why you should not miss the last day to explore your housing options and be a house owner.
We are known for the quality of our products, and that is how come someone has been able to use it for 30 years and is still using it.
I'm taking modern toilet seat, automated one, a sensor.
Excited.
Very, very, very excited.
We'll bring you details of that and also take you live to the Accra International Conference Center for the latest at the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. You don't want to miss that. Now, details of the news. Calls for a decisive government intervention in Boko have intensified, with stakeholders urging immediate action to resolve the protracted conflict dividing the area. The ongoing crisis has so far claimed 16 lives. Security analysts, civil society groups have voiced concerns that the continued unrest not only threatens the region's stability, but also poses a broader national security risk. Lecturer at the Kofi Annan Peacekeeping Training Center, Dr. Victor Doke, spoke on Newswire.
The right thing to do is invite Sidhu out of Boko and then address the issues. Now, in addition to that, I think the central government needs to have a contingency and emergency plan. As it is now, I don't see one in place. That's why we keep, you know, getting
the military is still there. They've been there for a long time.
The military is still there. The police is still there. But I reiterate that curfews are not, you know, the means to resolve or address a conflict. It is one of the ways. It's a direct prevention measure, operational prevention measure, just to stop the clashes for some time. While the clashes have been stopped, what are stakeholders doing? The National Peace Council needs to be resourced, okay? There needs to be a lead focal point where they lead discussions, they lead mediations.
While also expressing concern is Senior Vice President of Imani Africa, lawyer Kofi Bentil. He also spoke on Newsfile.
I ask first, who answers when there are these security and intelligence failures? As far as I'm concerned, this is not beyond the security systems in this country. National security has all kinds of people running all over the place, terrorizing ordinary people. And you lose sight of things that are like this and 90 people...
Now, suspicions are being, you know...
If you had time, we'll go into it. But my point is...
There's an attempt to have the place shut down under a state of emergency so that there will not be voting.
That is also another matter. You see, somebody is saying that...
The NDC.
Somebody is saying that it is somebody's political machination to, you know, shut the place down in a state of emergency, etc. Look, if a state of emergency will prevent the death of 19 people, do it. What is the purpose of the state? You can't convince me that the Ghana Army is not capable of taking and holding Boko. This is somebody's plan working well.
We can also hear from a former senior presidential aide and ambassador, Dr. Tony Edu, agreeing that the conflict must be resolved as soon as possible.
The government must perform its cardinal duty of bringing peace. Nana Akufo-Addo has gone around beating his chest about bringing peace to the last dispute in the north.
Yeah.
Can you remember?
Yeah, that has to do with the Abudu and Dani situation.
Yes. So why can't they do the same for Boko?
I suppose the process has been going on, and we understand even Otunfo, who led that process, is still involved in the Boko situation somewhat.
Then it must be institutionalized so that the process can go on. I never heard of the Nairi raising Mamprusihini Nkumasi as the chief. He was Mamprusihini, chief of the Mamprusi community in Kumasi, period.
You heard the former senior presidential aide and ambassador Dr. Tony Adu on the Boko conflict. Away from Boko, pressmen and women were allowed exclusive access into three facilities responsible for the printing of ballot papers for the upcoming elections as the EC seeks to build public trust. The Electoral Commission says this is part of a sensitization drive to dispel the notion that the ballot papers are printed in secrecy and could be tampered with. There's more in the following report.
The team was taken to three printing houses, namely Back Press, which is responsible for printing ballot papers for the Ashanti, Oti, Central and Savannah regions. InnoLink Printing Press, tasked with the printing of ballot papers for the Greater Accra and North East regions, and the Act Commercial Limited, in charge of printing ballot papers for the Western North, Upper East and Upper West regions. The Director of Research at the EC, Benjamin Banobio, said the exercise is to ensure transparency.
Today, the Electoral Commission is showcasing to the world that when you say accountability and transparency in motion, we don't just say it, but we mean it. Electoral Commission of Ghana is one of the few election management institutions in the sub-region that prints its ballot papers in the country. And Bok Press is one of our major stakeholders when it comes to printing of ballots. For the 2024 general election, Bok Press is printing four regions, Ashanti, Oti, Central and Savannah regions. Their ballot papers are being printed here. We are here to let you know that printing ballots is not done in secrecy.
Deputy Electoral Commissioner in charge of corporate services, Bosman Asari, said the various parties agents are also monitoring the process.
And the parties' agents themselves can testify that indeed the numbers the EC has given to the parties, that's what we are printing, that's what the printing houses are printing, and that's what EC officials are also checking, and the parties are also checking. And as I indicated, when we finish all the ballots for each constituency together, as far as each region is also concerned, will be bagged, and the parties are going to have their seals on the bags.
Dr. Bosman Asari ending that report. Still on elections, the Ghana Freedom Party, GFP, has indicated readiness to participate in the December 7 presidential elections. This follows the sudden demise of the party's presidential candidate, Madam Ekuia Donkor. In an official communication on the incident, the EC gave the GFP 10 days to nominate a fresh candidate to replace Madam Donkor before printing the presidential ballot papers. Well, the GFP has issued a statement on the and my colleague James Avegi has excerpts.
The statement says, in honor of Madam Ekuia Donkor's legacy and the values she instilled, the GFP will fully comply with the EC's communication and the timelines. It continues that the GFP is currently reviewing all necessary steps to ensure they meet the standard as they are prepared to participate actively in the upcoming 7th December elections. It ends by assuring party supporters that leadership will work diligently to ensure the party remains compliant, stable, and effective in the delivery of its promises to Ghanaians.
At the Ghana Speaks Forum hosted by the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, Yaobuafo Ayabuafo, Chairman, Yaobuedu Ayabuafo, I beg your pardon, Chairman of the National Media Commission, urged journalists to prioritize their own safety, especially in the lead to the general elections. Addressing the topic of moderating the media for peaceful and credible 2024 elections, Mr. Ayabuafo encouraged journalists to employ innovative methods in covering high-risk stories to minimize threats on their lives.
Don't go there and become the story. Go there and bring us the story. Because when you become the story, it is only once. Yeah, but if you give the story, you can be there, and people have to exercise a lot of caution. I mean, there are some of us who sometimes can be very, very foolhardy. I mean, people have to be a little more cautious. So why we will not discourage journalists from involving themselves in risky enterprises? We encourage them to be a little more innovative that in their approach than to be blunt, straightforward, and blunt.
Episode 6 of Big Chef Tertiary Season 2 last Sunday saw the remaining of 6 tertiary schools take Indomie and Flavor Infusion Challenge. Each team had 30 minutes to prepare their starters and main meals. However, the episode took a disappointing turn as all schools failed to impress the judges in the Kitchen. Lois Shola Adeyemi has more in the following report.
Episode 6 of Big Chef Tertiary Season 2 saw all 6 teams walk into the kitchen ready to partake in the Indomie and Flavor Infusion Challenge.
So for your surprise today, you are going to infuse tamarinds in your special Indomie recipe.
So you're supposed to put this, use the tamarind in your Indomie. You need to use it as part of your main ingredient.
Judges shared the expectations for the episode and went round to make sure contestants were abiding by the rules of the kitchen.
With what you're coming to do with Indomie, we are expecting a lot of creativity, not your usual Indomie way of preparing. So that is what we are looking at.
The episode took an unexpected turn as judges shared their disappointment with the meals prepared by the contestants. As a result, the Star School of the Day title was not awarded to any of the remaining 6 teams.
Indomie is like a canvas. You can do so much to it. Why you just cooked it even without the seasoning?
This is the simplest task we have given them.
But so far, they have all, I'm shocked. I'm sure we're not awarding Star School because everybody did not impress.
At the end of the episode, the judges decided to send representatives of Bolgatanga Technical University, Mabel and Baraka, home as they presented the worst meal of the day.
Bolgatanga Technical University, this is the end of the road for you.
Lois Shola Adeyemi's report for Joy Prime.
Well, let's head to the Accra International Conference Center, and it's not only about lantern houses. All the accessories you'll need as a homeowner or prospective homeowner are available at the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. It's the last day today, and you can't miss the opportunity for the mouth-watering offers being given to you. And joining me just about now is Nathaniel Atta, who is there to give us the latest at the fair. Nathaniel, if you can hear me, what's the latest there? I can't wait to get here. Tell us more.
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying you can't wait to get there, because, the front car park is getting full, and so if anybody's coming here, they should hurry up and just make their way here. When you get here, you see loads of telescopic flags that have, you know, the offers that are available. And you do know that it's tradition here every year when we bring you the Habitat Fair that companies and exhibitors give special discounts that are only valid to people who come here, or valid for people who visit the fair. So it's a good time to be here. I see people, families and all of that making their way here just to kind of make sure that they grab the amazing deals that are available and they could use them in terms of advising themselves to get the best when it comes to settling for their residential properties, for their office buildings and every other thing that is required from the scratch, from getting the land through to, breaking ground for your foundation, through to getting the concrete shell, finishing it up, roofing it, and also furnishing it. So there's a lot to do here. So we all need to get here. And it's a beautiful Saturday, sunny Saturday afternoon. There's also a very well set up food court on the front as well. So you come here, you relax, you walk around and get solid advice from the professor. And so it's a good time to come over here and be a part of the Ecobank Journeys Habitat.
Indeed. And Nathaniel, just before we go, we also know there's also the happy hour, and it's been an exciting time. What's happening today?
Well, from the way the last 2 days have gone here with the happy hour, I'm suspecting that some people or a mass of people will ask for an extension, because, it was amazing. Regularly people go to other hangouts to have their, Friday reveling, but all of it happened here. 2 days ago as well, it was happening here with DJ Black and all of that. So I'm expecting it to be even better tonight. And so all those who probably may have traveled to social functions like funerals and all of that can come here later in the evening between 6 and 9, and we can wrap things up on a very, very high note.
All right. Thank you so much, Nathaniel. I'll join you shortly at the Accra International Conference Center in New Head. It's going to be fun today, and there's no better place to be than to be at the Habitat Fair, Ekoban Journeys Habitat Fair, ongoing right now at the Accra International Conference Center. And if you're seeking to own a home, I think you should be there, because there are mouth-watering offers that you can miss. Well, we can also listen to Hannah Odami, who was there earlier, to speak to some patrons who giving us interesting deals.
Enjoying stable power supply is everyone's wish. Paying less for that power adds on to the wish list. GNG is offering buyers at the Ecobank Joiners Habitat Fair their wish.
Try to provide backup power solutions. So we have it for homes, offices, hospitals, whatever it is. We are known for the quality of our products. And that is how come someone has been able to use it for 30 years and is still using it. So I would advise everyone to take time and pass by, and we'll do our best to advise you, give you the discounts that you need.
And of course, this contractor, Kofi Asamoah, is super excited to be taking home smart toilets.
I need quality things to fill the house. And I heard the fair on Joy, and I believe the brand Joy. So I know that I'll get quality things over here.
Have you gotten the quality thing?
More than enough.
So what are you taking home?
I'm taking modern toilet seat.
My, you bought one. That's awesome.
Automated one. Sensor.
Excited.
Very, very, very excited.
Nana Bafo Ajuman, who visited all the stalls at the fair, left with satisfaction.
I'm just walking away from one particular stand. Air conditioners that are 80% solar, for instance, and only 20% traditional electricity. I think that in the era in which we find ourselves, you know, the power crisis, it is good for such products to be what? Exhibited. So that at least we can drift away from the traditional electricity thing.
For Joy News, I am Hannah Odami.
And I don't see why you shouldn't be there this afternoon. I am definitely going to be there and going to ensure that I walk away with owning a home or even a land, you know, probably. So this Saturday afternoon, you have to be at the Accra International Conference Center. And that's about now, and right about now, we are leaving the studios, and we'll be joining my colleagues who are there at the Accra International Conference Center to bring you live updates on what's happening at the Habitat Fair. Please keep your dials right here.